local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Time to get another work week started. It's a Monday edition of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. One day till midterm elections. That, of course, comes up tomorrow, November the 6th. We'll have everything you need to know right here on FM Talk 106.5. We've got your traffic with Kane, your weather with Dr. Bill, news with Kelly, and sports with myself, and Mark Holliday joining me in studio this morning as we get you ready for your week. 6:06 here at FM Talk 106.5, 63 degrees outside of our studios, and we'll get it all started this morning with Kane and traffic right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. this morning. Eastbound I-10 between DIB and 65. Just got an accident. Just came in a few moments ago. State troopers are clear, but again, that accident is going to be off to the side of the road already. Officers are working a lot of radar as well this morning, and the school buses are traveling, so be careful. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas in Lights at Bellagrath Gardens at Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn with the show featuring 3 million Christmas lights. Learn more at bellagrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Broadway's Cirque Dreams dazzles with its popular stage spectacular, Cirque Dreams Holidays. It's talent by the sleighload, says the New York Daily News. Over 20 of the world's best acts, 300 spectacular costumes, unforgettable music, and Broadway spectacle. Vegas meets family entertainment hails the Boston Globe of this season's must-see Cirque Dreams Holidays.
Friday, November 23rd at the Mobile Civic Center Theater. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. President Trump was in Pensacola on Saturday as he continues swinging through the states leading until tomorrow's midterms. And I know he fired the crowd up there at the Pensacola International Airport. That was one of many places that he's been over the last few days. I believe he was up in Macon, Georgia also. Jeff Poore, after he hosted Midday Mobile on Thursday and Friday. Well, he went to the Auburn game and then went to that Trump rally. And he was showing pictures from that, and it was crowded deep. I mean, he still has plenty of people showing up to these Make America Great Again rallies.
Well, there were probably close to, I know the hangar held about 6,700 people. I know there were people outside looking at the Jumbotron. I would guess, and I wasn't there, I'm just going by, you know, gut reaction, probably close to 10,000 people in Pensacola. He and Mike Pence were both there, along with the candidates, Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. Governor, senator and governor, respectively. Trump and Pence were up in Indiana before that. And, they're making the whistle-stop tour all across the country trying to push this over for the Republicans.
And it's pretty easy for him when all they have to do is pull up Air Force One right into the hangar, and he steps out and can start his speech. Spoke for 75 minutes on Saturday.
Yeah.
If he's doing that at every rally, holy cow, what work effort.
Well, you remember when he was here in Alabama at Ladd Peebles. I mean, he just went on. And, of course, you know, being the president and being able to, you know, say, now look at my record. And he has a lot of positive things to, you know, to point to as far as being accomplished. And, of course, immigration was a big thing, as we have that mob that's coming through from the south on our southern border. We be here shortly. He'll be here shortly.
Well, I know the president, he's doing his best to flip the Republicans, keep the House and Senate for the Republicans. Lately, he's focused on the Senate because that's where it looks like the Republicans will for sure, the numbers point to the Republicans keeping the Senate. The House is where it'll be tough.
Yeah.
But I know the president's hoping for lots of Republicans to turn out on Tuesday. Weather could be an issue. Kelly Finley talks about that in today's headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We are 24 hours away from general election polls opening around the state, and the possibility of severe weather continues to increase. That weather is expected sometime this afternoon and stretch into Tuesday, Election Day. According to the National Weather Service, Northwest Alabama could see all forms of severe weather like strong, long-track tornadoes, damaging winds, and some hail will also be possible. NOAA Storm Prediction Center has placed Northwest Alabama under an enhanced risk of severe weather, which means numerous severe storms will be possible. Now, for most of the state, that will see a risk of severe weather as well Monday evening and into the overnight hours. The Storm Prediction Center says that damaging winds and a few tornadoes will also be possible, mainly over portions of eastern Alabama. Our very own Dr. Bill joins us with the most up-to-date forecast for what you need to know for today, Election Day Tuesday, and the rest of the week. So keep it right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of Election Day, there is a plan in place should our area see that severe weather being forecasted. Alabama election officials are well aware, they say, of the threat of severe weather on Election Day. Secretary of State John Merrill said over the weekend that, yes, they have plans ready to go if need be. As I just told you, NOAA Storm Prediction Center has placed Northwest Alabama under an enhanced risk of severe weather, and that begins overnight Monday, which means numerous severe storms will be possible through Tuesday. Secretary of State says, quote, "We are in constant communication with the governor's office, with the state EMA, and our local officials. We are working to ensure the election will be administered exactly the way it should be. Any additional information will be released based on weather contingencies when it will be necessary." Just last week, Secretary of State Merrill estimated that the turnout for the general election on Tuesday would be in the 35% to 40% range, roughly what it was 4 years ago when voter participation hit a 28-year low. Polls open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:13 now on FM Talk 106.5, and it was another great weekend of college football. The Auburn Tigers pulling off a huge upset, and the Alabama Crimson Tide, well, doing Alabama Crimson Tide things.
Wow.
To the LSU Tigers. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Sports is on the way right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Like me, you grew up Republican, but I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is on the run this morning after driving into fences and signs and utility poles. Florida State Troopers say the driver of the car left the destruction near Pace Boulevard, but it all started on State Road 292 near West St. Joseph Street. The collisions caused serious damage to utility poles. Several were snapped in two. Troopers described the driver as 5'7", black female in her 20s. Thieves at a car dealership spent 2 hours burglarizing a business, and it was all caught on camera. It happened at Alabama Auto Sales in Sims. The thieves took their time Friday morning. Eventually, they got into a 2006 Chevrolet Silverado and drove it through the front gate. The owners say they also made off with cleaning supplies and nearly a dozen car radios. The Midtown traffic nightmare is over. Dauphin Street near Florida Street is now open to traffic. The street was closed off to traffic about a month ago. The city's been working on a $1.8 million project to improve the drainage system. A section of Florida Street is still closed off. No word on when it will reopen. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid for by Carlos Finley Campaign. P.O. Box 40152, Mobile, Alabama 36640.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Following week 10 of the college football season, the newest AP Top 25 poll was released on Sunday. Alabama and Clemson retained their spots as the top two teams for the 11th straight week. The number one ranked Tide shut out number three ranked LSU in Baton Rouge on Saturday night 29-0, while Clemson scored a season-high 77 points in a blowout win over Louisville. Notre Dame is ranked third. The Fighting Irish beat Northwestern 31-21. Michigan blew out number 14 Penn State 42-7. They're the fourth-ranked team in this week's poll. Georgia is up to number 5 after the Bulldogs beat number 11 Kentucky 34-17 and clinched a spot opposite Alabama in the SEC championship game. Oklahoma comes in at number 6 this week, followed by West Virginia at number 7, Ohio State at number 8, LSU number 9, and Washington State is ranked 10th. The SEC only has 6 teams ranked in the top 25 this week. Bama, Georgia, and LSU are in the top 10, followed by Kentucky at number 12. Mississippi State is ranked 18th, and Florida is 19th, 6 spots lower after losing to Missouri on Saturday. In some more college football news, the University of Kansas told head coach David Beatty that he will be released at the end of this season. The news came following a 27-3 Jayhawks loss to Iowa State on Saturday. The Jayhawks are 3-6 this season, while Beatty is 6-39 with just 2 Big 12 conference wins in his last 3-plus seasons with the team. In the NFL, Drew Brees threw 4 touchdown passes, and Michael Thomas had 12 catches for a franchise record 211 yards and a touchdown in a 45-35 win for the New Orleans Saints over the previously unbeaten Los Angeles Rams. Deshaun Watson threw 2 touchdown passes, helping the Houston Texans beat the Denver Broncos 19-17. Texans have now won 6 in a row after opening the season with 3 losses. Julio Jones' touchdown drought is finally over. The Atlanta Falcons wide receiver caught a 35-yard touchdown pass from Matt Ryan in the fourth quarter against the Washington Redskins. He dragged safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix on the way into the end zone. Julio's score helped Atlanta beat Washington 38-14, and it was Jones' first touchdown since November of 2017. He had played in 12 games since his previous score. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes passed for 375 yards and threw 3 touchdown passes as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Cleveland Browns 37-21. So far in his second season, Mahomes already has 29 touchdown passes and 3,185 yards. That's the most by any quarterback through 10 games since 1950. Mahomes has passed for at least 300 yards now in 8 straight games. And last night, the New England Patriots beat the Green Bay Packers 31-17 in a battle of 2 of the top quarterbacks in league history. Tonight on Monday Night Football, Amari Cooper plays his first game as a Dallas Cowboy when the Tennessee Titans head to Arlington. The Cowboys and Titans are both 3-4 and get started at 7:20 tonight. In the Monster Energy Cup Series NASCAR playoffs, Kevin Harvick passed Ryan Blaney in overtime to win at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. It's the second year in a row that Harvick has won this race. Yesterday, he passed Blaney in overtime after the third restart in the final 35 laps. The win ensures Harvick a place in one of the 4 championship-contending spots for the season finale in 2 weeks. With Harvick and Martinsville winner Joey Logano locked in to race for the title, the series now goes to Phoenix next week with only 2 spots up for grabs for the championship run at Homestead. Logano finished 3rd at Texas behind Harvick and Blaney. Eric Jones finished 4th, followed by Kyle Larson in 5th. And in golf, Bryson DeChambeau never shot worse than 66 over 4 days in Las Vegas as he won the Shriners Hospital for Children Open on Sunday by 1 shot over Patrick Cantlay. DeChambeau won for the 4th time in his last 12 starts on the PGA Tour and also moves up to number 5 in the world rankings. I'm Dalton Orwig. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. and it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head-on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Dr. Bill Williams Weather, presented by Summerby Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today. Will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you were like me, you grew up Republican, but I don't just vote Republican because I was raised to. I vote because I choose to. Defending and upholding my constitutional rights just makes sense. Just like how having a smaller government with smaller taxes makes sense to me. I'm a Republican because we are the party of can-do. Together we have raised household incomes and employment is at an all-time high for all Americans. I encourage you to find out what being a Republican means to you and join me at the polls November 6th to vote Republican.
Paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are working one accident now. Eastbound I-10 between DIP and 65, and they just have opened up Florida and Dolphin Street from the utility work, but it's down to one lane still, so be careful. It's going to be slow through that area, and we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Throughout November, the spot, the Battle House, is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer on Tuesday and Wednesdays. Their team's waiting for your call. Dial 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:23 now on FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up, one of Brett Kavanaugh's accusers admits that she made up her story this week. And also, President Trump was in Pensacola for another Make America Great Again rally. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Right now, it's time for your headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. We now have more details this morning on a hit-and-run victim here in Mobile, and police need your help. The victim has been identified as Christian Charles Hollis, just 23 years old, of Dora, and that's in Walker County. Mobile police say Hollis was hit and killed Friday morning around 2:35 a.m. by a vehicle which left the scene on the Cochran Causeway here in Mobile. That vehicle eventually was found Sunday in Fairhope, thanks to great police work. You see, officers were able to recover vehicle parts, which helped investigators determine the possible make and model of the suspect vehicle. Investigators initially believed the suspect vehicle to be a 2003 to 2019 GMC Savannah or Chevrolet Express van with heavy damage to the corner of the front passenger side, which includes a missing turn signal, bumper, hood, and fender. The van would also have window damage and may be missing the radio antenna. Mobile police say a similar vehicle of unknown color could have hit and killed a man on Friday. If you have information which could assist Mobile police in finding the driver of that vehicle, you're urged to contact police.
An assistant principal at Vigor High School in Pritchard was arrested last week for an incident dating back to earlier this year. Erica Edwards was booked into Metro Jail after being arrested on charges of harassment. Edwards is accused of threatening to hurt a woman. That's according to police reports. The arrest warrant relating to that incident was not signed, though, until October the 30th. According to Mobile County Sheriff records, Edwards has been charged with domestic violence and harassment in the past. Both charges, though, date back more than 10 years ago. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Mark Holliday in with you on this Monday morning.
Good morning,
Mark.
Yeah, good to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on Mobile Mornings, but this used to be your place right here.
Well, for a while, and it's good to be back in the chair again, although I must admit that the time change helped a little bit, got me that extra hour so I could get some sleep in as well.
I was
wondering
why it feels like 7:30 right now. It's
exactly.
Only 6:26. I love when we fall back, not so much for the dark weather at the end of the day, but just having that extra hour on Sunday.
Yeah, not my favorite time change. I prefer the other side as the light side.
Yes, yeah, me too. Well, one of the big stories over the weekend, one of Justice Brett Kavanaugh's rape accusers admitted that she made up her story. She admitted it this week. The Washington Times reports that Judy Murrow Layton admitted to making a false accusation against Kavanaugh because she was against his nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. She wrote, "I am Jane Doe from Oceanside, California. Kavanaugh raped me." That was all in an email on October the 3rd. Investigators attempted to reach Monroe Layton for a month. They finally got to her this week, Mark. She admitted she fabricated the allegation and that she has never actually met Justice Kavanaugh. She said, "I was angry and I sent it out." She said the story of a backseat car rape by Kavanaugh, quote, was a tactic to halt the judge's confirmation to the Supreme Court. Senator Chuck Grassley, who is, of course, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, he sent a letter to the FBI and Justice Department Friday asking them to prosecute Monroe Layton for lying to and obstructing Congress. Well, now it's time for the national media to step out there and say that they should not have run the story. I think she was the third accuser going into the Kavanaugh confirmations.
Yeah, something like that. And here's the thing. I mean, you've got, Blasey Ford, first accuser, but it was Dianne Feinstein who held this information.
Yep.
And also Dianne Feinstein's office that leaked this information against Blasey Ford's wishes.
And we'll see who the first to have Monroe Layton's representative Michael Avenatti on the news. More Mobile Mornings coming up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are searching for the person who robbed and shot a college student near the University of South Alabama. It happened Sunday morning at Campus Quarters Apartments. Thomas Pearl says he was coming home from work when he noticed a man running towards him with a gun.
I just ran, and I wasn't about to give him my wallet or my phone. And when I was running, I got probably about 10 feet away, and I just heard it.
Pearl's roommate heard everything and called for help. He was released from the hospital last night and is recovering. Mobile police have found the vehicle, but not the driver involved in a deadly hit and run on the Cochrane Causeway. We first told you about the crash Friday as breaking news on News 5 this morning. The van used to kill 21-year-old Christian Hollis was located in Fairhope, but police are still looking for the driver this morning. Police say Hollis got out of his car after running off the road. That's when he was hit by a van. The driver of the van did not stop. A 9-year-old was killed in an accidental shooting in Prattville. Officials say the girl shot herself with a handgun Sunday afternoon. She was flown to a hospital where she died. Police have not yet released the name of the child. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same-day fast. Wear them home today fast. Ooh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down.
We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
This Tuesday, vote for a program that's guaranteed to help all of Mobile County with no new taxes. It's the Pay-As-You-Go Road Program to build better roads, bridges, and drainage facilities. $60 million on roads and bridge improvements with no new taxes, no borrowed money. More jobs, economic growth with no new taxes. Be sure you vote for the Pay-As-You-Go Road Program located at the bottom of the ballot, right-hand column under Special County Election. And we all win. Paid for by Better Roads for Mobile County. Lion Crow Chairman, 754 Downtowner Boulevard, West Mobile, Alabama, 36609.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
A sea of protesters has gathered outside the former U.S. Embassy in Iran as the U.S. put back on at midnight the economic sanctions lifted during the 2015 nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of. Fred Pleitkin with reaction there.
A flurry of Iranian officials coming out early today denouncing those new sanctions and saying that Iran is going to defy those new sanctions, not the least of which is the country's president, Hassan Rouhani, who gave a speech earlier today where he said it'd be an honor for the Iranians to bust what he calls the unjust sanctions. He says the Iranians believe those sanctions are illegal.
A New York federal judge will hear evidence today from critics of a Trump administration decision to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Georgia's Democratic Party says Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp is reckless for accusing Democrats of trying to hack into the state's online voter database without offering any evidence. Pre-market trading on Wall Street has stocks making slight gains across the boards ahead of the opening bell. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Chinese President Xi Jinping promised today to lower tariffs, broaden market access, and import more from overseas at the start of a trade expo designed to demonstrate goodwill amid mounting frictions with the U.S. and others. The expo brings thousands of foreign companies together with Chinese buyers in a bid to demonstrate the importing potential of the world's second biggest economy. In a speech that largely echoed previous promises, Xi said China would accelerate opening of the education, telecom, and cultural sectors while protecting foreign companies' interests and punishing violations of intellectual property rights. GE will pay former CEO John Flannery $4.3 million in severance over the next 12 months. GE also agreed to let Flannery keep equity awards that could add up to several million dollars more depending on GE's performance. Crude oil down 34 cents at $62.80 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks closed lower on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote. It's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-970-3311. That's 1-800-970-3311. 1-800-970-3311. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:34, this is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and it is time to talk to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
Well, you called this weekend to a T. It was nice and chilly for the night and morning time, and then warmed up as the weekend went along, and then there were some clouds in the sky yesterday.
Yeah, I came in the afternoon, and then we had a little bit of rain last night. This week's going to be quite different compared to what we had over the weekend. We're going to see the humidity come back, and that means showers in the forecast. And but by the end of the week and for next weekend, it's going to be back to some cool weather again. So today looks like mostly cloudy skies, and we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms around. But we're going to warm up to about 82 this afternoon. Yesterday's high was 74. Tonight, again, some showers are possible and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures tonight will be around 70 for the low. That's quite different from the fact that we were in the 40s not too long ago at night. And then tomorrow, it'll be a mostly cloudy day, and we've got a weather front, a cold front, that's coming down, and it's going to stall along the coast. And so we've got a good chance for some showers and maybe a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and again, getting up into the low 80s. The rest of the week, on Wednesday, good chance for showers and thunderstorms as that front begins to move north as a warm front. And Thursday, again, a good chance for some showers and a few thunderstorms, a high in the upper 70s. And then Friday, we'll see a few showers, but a cold front will move into the area. And this one was going to give us some cool weather for the weekend. Friday, again, a chance for showers, but a high of only 70. And then on Saturday, a few showers, 62 for the high, down into the 40s for Saturday night. And then Sunday looks really good with sunshine and upper 60s. So we had a cool weekend. We're going to have another cool weekend coming up. And in between, we've got pretty much showers every day this week.
Well, I can't wait for the cool weekend. And I know a lot of people want to focus just a little bit more, Dr. Bill, on tomorrow's forecast, with it being the midterm elections, polls opening at 7 a.m. And there have been reports over the week, it seems like 4 days ago, some in Alabama media were ready to call this another tornado outbreak coming up tomorrow. But that was 5 days ago. They were trying to predict that. How severe should the weather be tomorrow in our area, but north of us also in Alabama?
Yeah, right now it doesn't look like a problem for our area. We will see some showers and a few thunderstorms. The best chance for any kind of severe weather is going to be well to the north of us. And the temperatures will be getting up to about 82, and that's way, way above normal.
And how are the tropics looking right now, Dr. Bill?
No problem right now. The upper winds are too strong now across the tropics for any kind of development. So we're good for at least the next 2 to 3 days.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. Have a good one. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5, except on the morning show, where we give them to you five times an hour.
Yeah.
That's just what we do. 6:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter, nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh yeah, protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are now clear. We do have some slippery roads and a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Once again, Dolphin and Florida Street has reopened for the utility work, but it's still down to one lane, so be careful through there. It's going to be slow. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 6:40 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday also in studio with you as we get this week started. Right now, the three big things on FMTalk1065.com. Trump says that he's focused on the Senate with one day until the midterm elections. The president had appeared to distance himself from the fate of the House Republican candidates on Sunday as he devotes his final 2 days before tomorrow's midterm elections to helping Senate and gubernatorial candidates. The president was speaking with reporters as he left the White House to get out the vote rallies in Georgia and Tennessee on Sunday, when Trump said the Republican enthusiasm is higher than he's ever seen, but he also seemed to dampen expectations for his party in the House. And I know right now all the prognosticators, which they've been wrong before, they seem to have the Republicans losing control of the House to the Democrats, but maintaining control of the Senate. That's how it's looking right now.
Yeah, that's what the polls say, if you want to put any confidence in that. But it's a razor thin. The margins are all within, or pretty much all within the margin of error for the statistics of the polls. I found a story here. I think it was on, I don't know where I found it. Yellowhammer News or Drudge Report or someplace, with several states that have early voting, like Florida, like Texas. Florida has seen record high early voting totals ahead of Election Day. They usually say that the vote totals are suppressed during a midterm, but the turnout in this election cycle is almost double what it was in 2014, last midterm, according to West Palm Beach's WPTV. The news press reported that as of Friday, more than 4.1 million Floridians had already cast a ballot early.
Holy cow.
Or absentee ballot. In 2014, it was 3.1 million early ballots that were cast. New data shows Republicans are leading in early voting by about 60,000 ballots. Two closely watched races, as our Florida fans know, Ron DeSantis, former representative, as against Tallahassee's Mayor Andrew Gillum for governorship, and the term-limited Governor Rick Scott is seeking to unseat Democrat Senator Bill Nelson in the Senate.
So apparently that get-out-the-vote working, at least in Florida and some of these other states where those tightly contested races are. Maybe part of that is the Kavanaugh story, like we were just talking about.
Well, it could be. I think that turned the Democrats thought was going to be a blue wave into a little trickle. And like I said, in most races, or in a lot of races, it's a razor-thin margin one way or the other, well within the margin of error, 3 or 4 percentage points. So, yeah, it's something that's going to be exciting to watch on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, and that is the second story right now up on FMTalk1065.com. A Kavanaugh accuser admits to fabricating a rape story. We just went through that a few minutes ago, and we'll go over it again, but you can read that on FMTalk1065.com. And something nice on the three big things, since we're always putting, bad, sad stories up there. Over the weekend, tens of thousands of Mobile area kids, it looks like they'll be getting toys this year. That's thanks to the bikers who gathered at the Battleship Memorial Park. That was on Saturday. 500 motorcycle riders donated toys and money to the Marines Toys for Tots. There were about 35,000 toys that will be donated this year to kids in Mobile County. So check those stories out right on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, and vote in our poll. We'll see if it's any closer than the national polls. But
you don't have to wait till Tuesday.
No, you don't.
You can vote today.
But it will not put anyone in office. Our poll won't. You'll have to actually vote at the polls tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But our poll question, what will be the national results of the midterm elections? That poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Will the Republicans keep the House and the Senate? Will the Republicans keep the House, Democrats win the Senate? Will the Democrats win the House while the Republicans keep the Senate? Or will the Democrats win both the House and the Senate? Right now, believe it or not, Republicans keeping the House and Senate, the number one vote getter at 87%, and coming in second, Democrats win the House, but Republicans keep the Senate. That has 8% of the votes.
A lot of confident listeners out there. I like that. The confidence that needs to translate into actual votes at the ballot box. Yes.
Well said. 6:44 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's check our news headlines today. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The victims of that Friday deadly yoga studio shooting in Tallahassee, Florida, have now been identified. Nancy Van Vessem was a doctor. Maura Binkley was a college student, just 21 years old. That information confirmed by school president John Thrasher. There's a Facebook page which posted the following about their, quote, beloved sister, the Delta 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 sorority, saying in part, Maura embodied the Tri-Delta woman, brave, bold, and kind. Our hearts are with her family, our sisters, and the FSU community during this difficult time. Binkley was studying for a double major in English and German. She grew up in the Atlanta metro area and was known to her friends and family to be very compassionate. Her father says Binkley planned to graduate college in May and had been working on her Teach for America application. Nancy Van Vessem was 61 years old and was a doctor and chief medical director for Capital Health Plan. She was also a faculty member at Florida State. She was in charge of coordinating third and fourth year clerkship rotations in internal medicine on the school's Tallahassee campus. Big Ben Hospice in Tallahassee, they posted to Facebook saying that she was a physician and leader who touched countless lives as chief medical officer at Capital Health Plan. Dr. Van Vessem was part of the Big Ben Hospice community. She was our friend and a champion for end-of-life care. As for the man who stormed that yoga studio, killing both women, he turned the gun on himself and took his own life. And new numbers are in from last week's severe weather as the National Weather Service says Thursday's round of strong to severe storms did produce three tornadoes, all given preliminary ratings of EF0. Those tornadoes touched down in Franklin County, Chambers and Lee County, and also Choctaw County. There were five houses and three barns which were damaged in total. As for storm damage in Mobile and Baldwin counties, that was blamed on straight line winds and not tornadoes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
George Soros, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, and now Planned Parenthood, outside forces spending millions in Alabama. Why? To defeat Tom Parker and put social justice activist Bob Vance in charge of our state Supreme Court. The left hates Justice Tom Parker and they love Bob Vance. Parker has served with distinction for 13 years. Took on and defeated the Southern Poverty Law Center and always stands up for the Constitution and the rule of law. Soros and his allies hope you stay home on Tuesday so they can elect Bob Vance and take over our state Supreme Court with a committed leftist. Stop them. Send the Soros gang a message. Vote and elect Justice Tom Parker, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Tom Parker. Fair, balanced, unafraid. Standing up for what we believe, fighting for us.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
This is more than a district. It's been home my entire life. I'm Stephen McNair, and I want to be your next representative for District 97 because it takes real political courage to stand up in the face of a corrupt system that consistently ignores Mobile. It's time to change what we've come to expect out of Montgomery, and I won't back down until we get our fair share. We deserve more, and you deserve a legislator who'll fight for us. On November 6th, vote Stephen McNair, and let's get to work. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is on the run this morning after driving into fences and signs and utility poles. Florida State Troopers say the driver of the car left the destruction near Pace Boulevard, but it all started on State Road 292 near West St. Joseph Street. The collisions caused serious damage to utility poles. Several were snapped in two. Troopers described the driver as 5'7", black female in her 20s. Thieves at a car dealership spent 2 hours burglarizing a business, and it was all caught on camera. It happened at Alabama Auto Sales in Sims. The thieves took their time Friday morning. Eventually, they got into a 2006 Chevrolet Silverado and drove it through the front gate. The owners say they also made off with cleaning supplies and nearly a dozen car radios. The Midtown traffic nightmare is over. Dauphin Street near Florida Street is now open to traffic. The street was closed off to traffic about a month ago. The city's been working on a $1.8 million project to improve the drainage system. A section of Florida Street is still closed off. No word on when it will reopen. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
10 minutes till 7 now, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Following week 10 of the college football season, the newest AP Top 25 poll was released Sunday. Alabama and Clemson retained their spots as the top two teams for the 11th straight week. The number one ranked Tide shut out number three ranked LSU in Baton Rouge on Saturday night 29-0, while Clemson scored a season-high 77 points in a blowout win over Louisville. Notre Dame is ranked third. The Fighting Irish beat Northwestern 31-21. Michigan blew out number 14 ranked Penn State 42-7. They're now the fourth ranked team in this week's poll. Georgia is up to number five after the Bulldogs beat number 11 ranked Kentucky 34-17. Georgia clinched a spot opposite Alabama in the SEC championship game with that win. Oklahoma comes in at number six this week, followed by West Virginia at number seven, Ohio State number eight, LSU number nine, and Washington State is ranked 10th. The SEC only has six teams ranked in the top 25 this week. Texas A&M dropped out following their loss to Auburn. Bama, Georgia, and LSU are in the top 10, followed by Kentucky at number 12. Mississippi State is ranked 18th, and Florida is 19th, six spots lower after losing to Missouri on Saturday. In some more college football news, the University of Kansas told head coach David Beattie that he will be released at the end of this season. That news came following a 27-3 Jayhawks loss to Iowa State on Saturday. The Jayhawks are 3-6 this season, while Beattie is 6-39 with just two Big 12 conference wins in his three-plus seasons with the team. In the NFL, Drew Brees threw four touchdown passes, and Michael Thomas had 12 catches for a franchise record 211 yards. He also added a touchdown in a 45-35 win for the New Orleans Saints over the previously unbeaten Los Angeles Rams. Deshaun Watson threw two touchdown passes, helping the Houston Texans beat the Denver Broncos 19-17. The Texans have now won six in a row after opening the season with three losses. Julio Jones' touchdown drought is over. The Atlanta Falcons wide receiver caught a 35-yard scoring pass from Matt Ryan in the fourth quarter against the Washington Redskins. Atlanta beat Washington 38-14. That was Jones' first touchdown since November of 2017. He had played in 12 games since his previous score. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes passed for 375 yards and threw three touchdown passes as Kansas City beat the Cleveland Browns 37-21. So far in his second season, Mahomes already has 29 touchdown passes and 3,185 yards. That's the most by any quarterback through 10 games since 1950. Mahomes has passed for at least 300 yards in eight straight games. And last night, the New England Patriots beat the Green Bay Packers 31-17. In the Monster Energy Cup Series NASCAR playoffs, Kevin Harvick passed Ryan Blaney in overtime to win at Texas Motor Speedway on Sunday. It's the second year in a row that Harvick has won that race. Yesterday, he passed Blaney in overtime after the third restart in the final 35 laps. And that win ensures Harvick a place in one of the four championship contending spots for the season finale in 2 weeks. With Harvick and Martinsville winner Joey Logano locked in to race for the title, the series now goes to Phoenix next week with only two spots up for grabs for the championship run at Homestead. And in golf, Bryson DeChambeau never shot worse than 66 over 4 days in Las Vegas as he won the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open on Sunday by one shot over Patrick Cantlay. DeChambeau won for the fourth time in his last 12 starts and moved to number five in the world rankings. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers and thunderstorms today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values. He fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised, "Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly." Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne. This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, dense fog advisory till 10 a.m., less than a quarter mile visibility across the Bayway and the Causeway, and that means we'll have slippery conditions as well. The good news is, so far, the few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots pretty quick. Up and down 65, we look good with no major delays from Pritchard to Saraland. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:56 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Mark Holliday in the studio with me.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. One day until the general election. I'm sure everyone's getting ready to vote tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., unless, of course, you've done your absentee ballots. But political news, still a big thing.
Yeah, well, you know, we got a little love from the Yellowhammer News with Del Marsh's appearance here on Midday Mobile on Friday.
Yeah.
As Jeff Poore was hosting, he discussed some of the issues of the day and told us that he expected the State House to remain about the same as it is now, a GOP supermajority. Said there were two competitive races to watch, Alabama Senate District 6 race between incumbent Senator Larry Stutz and his Democratic challenger, Representative Johnny McMorrow, and the State Senate District 10 race between Representative Craig Ford and Cherokee County Republican Andrew Jones, both running to be Senator Phil Williams' replacement. He went on to say, "I think you're going to see see the Republicans hold a supermajority in the Alabama legislature."
Yeah, and you can hear that interview with Del Marsh. Jeff Poore, of course, did a great job sitting in for Sean Sullivan on Midday Mobile on Thursday and Friday. That's all linked through on our podcast on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Listen to that and a whole lot more. And we got more Mobile Mornings on the way right here on FM Talk 1065. Dalton Orwig, Mark Holliday, Kelly Finley, and also WKRG News. That's what we'll play right now.